regarding the mitzvah of mishloach manot, where we have an obligation to send two manot to one person to fulfill our obligation, or mishloach manot ish l're'ehu. Today's question is, can a beverage be considered one of the manot, or do they both have to be food? Practically speaking, you want to send somebody a cake and a bottle of wine. Does the bottle of wine qualify for a manah and therefore you fulfill your obligation, or does it have to be two actual foods? So the source of this question really stems from the Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a shalach lel Rav Oshaya atmad de agla tilta ve garbad de hamra. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi sent to Rav Oshaya a piece of meat, agla tilta. Different explanation what agla tilta is, but suffice it that it was a piece of meat, a good piece of meat, the garbad de hamra, and he sent him a barrel of wine. Shalach le, so the Moshaya sent back a message after he received it, and he said, "Kiyamta banu rabenu u'mishloach manot ish l're'ehu." So he sent back and he said, "Oh, you fulfilled the mitzvah mishloach manot, the scale of mitzvot." So the rabbis learned from him, what's the hadush of the Gemara? The hadush of the Gemara said, even though he sent him a bottle of wine, wine is considered a mana, and therefore the Gemara is teaching you can count the beverage as mishloach manot. And that is the deen. If somebody would send a beverage, or for that matter, even two beverages, not even a food at all, he would take a red wine and a white wine and send it as a mishloach manot, it can count. And that's also brought down by the Mahani Najjar, based on the opinion of the Terumah tradition. It's also brought down by a rabbi called the Sror HaChaim, which is Rabbeinu Chaim ben Shemuel, which is a student of the Rashbah, which is already from the Rishonim. However, there is different texts in this Gemara Megillah. Some learn the text of the Gemara to say that when he sent them the bottle of wine and the piece of meat, he told them, you fulfilled the mitzvah of matanot la'ibyonim. They don't have the text mishloach manot. And then it says he resent them another piece of meat, and then he told them, now you fulfilled mishloach manot. Based on the first piece of meat you sent me, now you're sending me another piece of meat, now you got mishloach manot. So there's a question here in the girsa. Therefore, lechatechila, if one wants to fulfill the mitzvah of mishloach manot, the best possible way, at least the first mishloach manot he gives, he should try to make it that there's at least two foods in the mishloach manot, just so he covers himself according to all the opinions. But again, according to the strict halakha, it's brought down by the Mishnah Berurah also, it is permissible to send a drink as part of the mishloach manot. But again, we want to cover ourselves on this most important mitzvah, so at least one out of the 50 mishloach manot that we give, we should try to give it according to all opinions and have at least two foods besides the beverage.